Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The president of Ecuador, Daniel Noboa, has said that his country is in a state of war after the deadly attacks, kidnappings and prison riots that shocked the country in the past few days. Mr. Noboa has said members of the criminal gangs responsible for the violence will be treated like terrorists. Will Grant explains the president's response.
His argument is that what's happened, this sort of wave of criminality and this wave of drug-related violence, isn't an accident. Rather, it's in response to the harder policies he was taking within prisons, trying to break up gangs and trying to make prison conditions harsher. I think there are a lot of people who would say that there was some indication that something terrible was going to happen in Ecuador because this violence has just been building and building. Nevertheless, they didn't expect it to be quite so large and quite so coordinated, apparently coordinated, across the country.
The UN's mission in Somalia says one of its contracted helicopters was conducting a medical evacuation when it was involved in an incident. It comes after reports from local officials and media that around 8 passengers and crew are being held by the armed Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab. And Soy reports.
The United Nations mission in Somalia has confirmed that an aviation incident involving a UN-contracted helicopter occurred in Galmudug in central Somalia. The mission made no mention of the passengers and crew, but local sources told the BBC around 8 people, most of whom are foreigners, were on board the aircraft. It is thought that they are being held by Al-Shabaab. Somali government forces have intensified their fight against the militants in recent months. The helicopter is reported to have been heading to a town called Wisil, near one of the front lines.
The UN Security Council has approved a resolution demanding an immediate end to attacks on ships in the Red Sea by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. A key provision detailed the right of UN member states to defend their shipping vessels. The senior Republican Chris Christie has dropped out of the race to be the party's nominee to challenge President Joe Biden in November's US election. Mr. Christie told supporters it was clear that there was not a path for him to win. Here's Will Vernon.
Chris Christie was the anti-Trump candidate, really the only anti-Trump candidate. And ever since he launched his campaign last year, you kind of got the impression that perhaps he was running more out of a sense of duty, really, as opposed to any genuine chances of winning. And that's because the other candidates, the other Republican candidates in that primary race, have more or less refused completely to kind of robustly criticise Trump on the campaign trail.
World News from the BBC. A judge in the United States has rejected a prisoner's request to halt what would be America's first execution using nitrogen gas. Kenneth Eugene, a convicted murderer, is scheduled to be put to death in Alabama later this month. His lawyers and the United Nations have condemned the untested method as cruel. An Austrian heiress is setting up a group of citizens to decide how to give away much of her fortune. Marlene Engelhorn, who lives in Vienna, has sent out invitations to 10,000 members of the public. Of those interested in taking part, 50 will be chosen to help work out how more than $21 million should be redistributed. Researchers have used ancient DNA to shed new light on why immune diseases such as multiple sclerosis are twice as common in people from Northern Europe compared with the South. They spent more than a decade on the study. Our correspondent Philippa Roxby has the details.
Copenhagen, Cambridge and Oxford University experts discovered that a nomadic people called the Yamnaya, who migrated west across Europe 5,000 years ago, introduced the MS risk gene. They were tall and strong, and the gene was an advantage, helping protect them against animal diseases. However, modern lifestyles have changed the focus of our immune systems because we don't live as close to wild animals anymore. The researchers say the genetic traits inherited from the Yamnaya now make northern Europeans more susceptible to diseases where the immune system attacks the body rather than protecting it, like MS.
New research suggests the largest ever species of great ape went extinct because of climate change. Scientists say the huge primates called Gigantopithecus blackie struggled to find food during more frequent dry seasons. They were so heavy they couldn't swing from trees, leaving them unable to reach their favourite fruits. BBC News.